Greetings, friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're learning Mishnayos Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And this is Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Eliyahu ben Reb Nachman Mendel HaKohen. And it should also be a schus for the world, Shenivasha Chuas Olamim. In the previous shiur, we saw a big yisod, and that is that when talking about the Kabbalah's tum of a kli, you have to establish two things. Number one, first of all, that it's a kli, and then second of all, discuss whether or not it's makabel tum. And therefore, we saw in the Rambam says that kli matris echad pshuteim or mekableim, whether they have a receptacle or don't have a receptacle, they are makabel tumah. And he brings the pasuk who called davar sher yavo ve'esh, and then we said that that's telling us that it has a din kli. And this is learned taka from Gulei Midyan, which is din hachsharas kelim, not a din and tumas kelim, because that's not the issue in the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about not tumah, but whether it has a shame kli, and then only afterwards you can talk about tumah, and that's the makor that the Kesef Mishnah brings. Kesef Mishnah says, because it's not learned from sak. And therefore, even if it's very large, even if it's baba mida, it's still makabel tumah. And that, the Kesef Mishnah is telling us that it has the second nidon, is whether or not it's makabel tumah. Ad kan tamtzis shebet tamtzis of what we learned in the previous shir. And now we continue again based on the Torah of Hagoyin Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It says in the Mishnah, the end of Maseches of Avodah Zarah, and of Ayin Hei Amid Beis, Halakech Leitash Mishan Avoyt Kilchov Mes Shedarka Lahat Bil Yat Bil Hagil Yagil, Elabin Bor Yalbin Bor Fitech Tech Leitash Mish from a goy. What's normally put in the mikveh, you put in the mikveh. What's normally when you do Hagolas Kalim, put it in boiling hot water, so then do Hagolas Kalim. What you normally Malabin Ba'or, if you burn it, then Yalabin Ba'or, and to the Brice of Kulam Sichim Tvila Rabbaim Sa. So you have two things. If you want to use Gaish Kalim, number one, you have to kasher it. And number two, you have to put it in the mikvah. Menani mili amar rova. Damarko called Dabar Sheva Beish Tavir Beish Vitoyer. Hosif Lucha Kosif Taira Acheres. So you have the pasuk added another taira. First, you have to kasher it. And then, you have to be tamat bilit in the mikvah. So we have to understand, what's the shaychus of tevila, the din hagolas kelim? Hagolas kelim is a din lahotzi as the iser habaluabo. It's a din in taking out the iser that's absorbed in it. V'u din gami birshut Yisrael nitbashel isur b'kli. This is a din that even if in the property, in the possession of ayid, the kli was mizbashel b'iser, you'd still have to do hagolas kelim, the darche hagola. Kol kli lefi shimusho. B'tzonein, b'chom, b'eish, however you use this kli, in cold, and in cold water, and hot, then in hot, and fire, then in fire. So you want to kasher this kli. That's the din. That's one din. That's a din of kashering. And then there's a din tevila, which is the din achir l'chalutin. Why do you have to do tevila? L'achniso b'kedushas Yisrael. So why are we adding on to the Mishnah? Shekulam tzrichim tevila. There's two different issues here. There's one issue of hachsharas kelim, hagolas kelim, making it kosher, removing the impurities, the unkosher absorptions. That's number one. And number two is a tzveita din. What's a tzveita din? That you also have to ask to be ktar b'kedushas Yisrael. So why does the brisa add on to the Mishnah a din she'eino minyan haMishnah, eino min hanyan, ze lo kashur b'chlam? As Rui Mikan Yisod. The Yisod is that Tevila is Shaykh to the Hagolas and Achshara Sakli. The Hashloma Sakshara, the finishing, the completion of the Achshara is with Tevila. We also see there in the Gemara, Amrav Nachman. Afilu kelim chadashim chav mitvilim. Kelim chadashim require tvila. Shari yishanam achar libim kechadashim. Because old kelim after libim are like new kelim, and they need tvila. So new kelim also need tvila. Frekor of sheishes. Im kein gam zuzes sarbala yechayv bitvila. So then scissors should also be chayv in tvila. If kelim chadashim need tvila, then why not scissors? Amar lei klei seuda amurim biparsha. No. Only klei seuda. Only meal utensils, eating utensils. explains the Ritva, Mishum de Soifan Lishdamesh be Isser, Vyatza Likadusha. Vitsricha Makosiv Tvila Afbe Chadoshim. Hashem came Bezuzah de Sarabala, because Kalim Chadoshim are in the end going to be used be Isser. And that's why they need Tvila. Vyatza Likadusha, they went out of being holy. And the Pasuk requires Tvila even be Chadoshim. Why? Because they're going to be used by Isser. Hashem came scissors. Scissors aren't going to be used with forbidden foods. And therefore there's no tefillah. Wait a second. What is the fact that they're going to be used, these kelim chadashim be Isser, with unkosher food, have to do with tefillah? The eating unkosher food, that's a din in blias, that's a din in kashrus. And tevila is the hachnis l'kedushas Yisrael. So why do we require tevila? Because in the end, it's going to be used with unkosher food. These kelim chadashim. Oh, harei she'leolam hatevila uchelik mehechsher kli. Tevila is part and parcel of the hechsher kli. Since the goyim can eat from this kli, the kli requires hechsher. So as long as he hasn't eaten, it doesn't require hagala, but tevila does require. Because tefillah is part of the etzem, a hechsher shel hakli. And therefore, if in the future it's going to be used with unkosher food, and you get this kli, you the Jew, assume if you're listening to this, you're Jewish, so it requires tefillah, because that's part of the hechsher kli. If he actually ate from it, the guy, then you have to also be machshir it in hot water and fire, whatever. But if even if he doesn't eat from it, part of the hechsher is the tevila. The sheet of the Rashbam is well known, brought in the Rosh and Avodah Zarah, Perakei Simen Lam Zayin, Simen Lam Vav, excuse me. But first you have to do hagala, and then you do hatbala. First you kasher it, and then you put it in the mikvah. Otherwise it's tovel b'sheretz b'yadai. Otherwise it's like doing tevila while still holding on to the sin. It's tamua. What does the Isser HaBalua have to do with Tevila? These are two Bazundra Zachin, Shnei Nyanim Nefradim, two separate things. The Isser is only Nogela Taras HaKli. The Isser isn't Nogela Taras HaKli. The Isser is only we're only talking about the Isser HaBalua B'Kli. So even if I do Tara, Tara is a completely separate issue. Why can't I do Tara when it's still not kosher? When it still has unkosher blias? There's Tara Sakli and then there's Hechsher Kli. So we see like our Yisod. Tevila is part and parcel of the Hechsher Kli. So Memela, if it still has unkosher blias, unkosher absorptions, you can't do the Tara. Because the process is, first you get out the unkosher absorptions and then you're Matara the Kli. That's part of the kashering process. And if you try to put the kli in the mikvah before it, it's you remove the unkosher absorptions, you remove the bliyas. It's not going to work. It's tovel v'sheretz b'yado. Because that's part of the tshuva process, so to speak, the heksher process for this kli. First, the bliyas, and then the tevila. But you see, mefurish kemat from the Rashbam, that tevila is part of the kashering process. And therefore, don't try to do the tevila before you kasher it. Because it's tovel v'sheretz b'yada. Because the tahalich is, first we do remove the bliyas. Now it like remove the sin. And now, to complete the hechsher kli, you need to put it in the mikvah. The Rashba, in the Taras HaBayis, Bayis Dalet, Shar Dalet writes, V'kelim shel Yisrael shenes rumachmas shenishtamish b'hem iser einan srichem tvila b'shel goyim. Let's say you have a kli of a Jew, kelim of a Jew, that were asered because you cooked unkosher food, you used them for unkosher food. The Rashba is mechadesh. They don't need tvila. Only goyish kelim need. They need kashering, but they don't need tvila. Only goyish kelim need tvila. L'chor, why does the Rashi B'chal have to tell us that? Of course, only goy shekelim need tefillah. That's a din in kedushas hakli. This hechsher kli, that's even if it belongs to a Jew, if it has unkosher bli, as it needs to be mukshar. And then there's a tzvaiter zach that it also needs tevila mishum kedushas Yisrael in order to be holy, in order that it came out of Rishus Akum. So why would you think that if a Jewish person cooks something unkosher, it would need tevila? It's a completely separate inyan. So again, Meiridik, you see from the Rashba, like Ari Yisab. And that is that tevila is required for the etzem hechsher akli. And therefore you would think that if a Jew is mishnamish b'isser, kidei lahechshiro, tzarech tevila. Because that's part of kashering the kli. And now the kli is unkosher, it needs tevila. So kamash melan, no, only if it comes from a goy, it's part of the kashering process, but not if it comes from a Jew. But again, you see the same yisod in the Rashba. That part of hachsharas kelim is tevilas kelim, and therefore you would think that even if it became unkosher in the possession of a Jew, it would require tevila. Kamash melan, only in the possession of a goy. But you see from the havamin of the Rashba that the din of tevilas kelim is a din in hechsher kelim. And therefore you would think to be machsher the kli of a Jew would require tevila, kamash melan that not. Only to be machsher kelim of a goy you need tevila. So you see that it's not only a din of being motzi iser כדי למנוע שלא יפלט האיסור הבלוע בכלי במאכל שמבשל כעת. It's not only a din in the kli, that you're nervous, that you're concerned. I don't like the word nervous. Better not to be nervous. You're concerned that when you're using this kli, then the bliyas are going to go into your food. It's more than that. It's a halacha bilchus kelim. You have to be machshir the etzem kli. How are you machshir the etzem kli? Through hag'ola and tevila. And as long as you weren't matbil the kli, it's considered that it isn't kosher yet, and it's still considered a kli taref. So we've emerged in this beautiful discussion in this shir and the previous shir. The Meiridik Yisrael, the pasuk called Davar Sheyavo Be'esh, is a halacha in kelim. Not only halacha in otzas isra balua, in removing the forbidden absorption, but rather it's a din of hachsharas kli. So anything included in this pasuk is going to be defined as a kli. And if we know, if we learn that pshute kli matchis are included in this pasuk, as the Rambam learns, so they're considered kelim. And since they're considered kelim, they need hachsharas hakli. And what's the hachsharas hakli? The etzem kli has to be mukshar, both by hagala and tevila. So according to this, the alfusa, the limud of kol davar sheyavo be'esh, is coming to teach us the etzem shem kli. Shebekli matchis, shelo medaktikim b'tzurasu v'godla. And when it comes to klei matchis, in order to have a shem kli, it's only going to give you makabel tum if it has a shem kli. And when it comes to klei matchis, it doesn't really matter the shape, the size. Anything that you use it and it's over be'esh is considered a kli. And this is a special halacha dafkan klei matchis. And on that, the Kesef Mishnah adds, like we saw in the previous shiur, that besides telling us that this is a kli, and therefore it's makabel tumah, We have to add that it's not equated to sack. And therefore, even if it's very large, even if it's above a midah, or even if it's it doesn't have a receptacle, nevertheless, it's still going to be makabel tumah. So definitely, that it's not iskish l'sak, that's not enough for us. Because who says b'chalal it's a kli? Who says b'chalal something that's flat is a kli? It doesn't have a receptacle. Who says that it's very large, it's a kli? Maybe it's an ol. So that's what the pasuk tells us. That's what we need the drush of kol yosher yavo be'esh. It tells it as a shem kli, and as you saw, the shem kli means that it has to be mukshar like a kli, both with removing the bliyas and tvila. Because that's the din of a kli, of hechsher kli. But again, it has to have a din kli. That's what the pasuk establishes. And therefore, since it has the same kli, it's makabel tumah, no matter what. Klei matchis pshuteim u'mekableim tumeim. Even very large, filu tevo migdol. Shall mateches that are makabel abraham se belacho yoseh makabelim tuma, and then the Kesef Mishnah tells us. Oh, and by the way, you should also know that it's not iskish l'sak. So not only is it a kli, but it's going to be makabel tuma, even if it's very large, even if it's not receptive, receiver like a sack. Badvarim niflaim biyoseh, and it's a great schus that we're able to learn this, and hopefully in the next shir b'li neder. We will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Move on to Parakeet Aleph Mishnah Beis, and it will be amazing mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetness, beloved friends.